We like most Sundays to bring what we call a prophecy update. All we do is look at the news and trends that are happening, and we corroborate them with Bible prophecies that have been in the Bible for thousands of years. And this week's update, though, is more of an encouragement for us to continue to concern ourselves with Bible prophecy as a topic. A lot of times Christians, you know, it's like, man, we've been talking about the coming of the Lord since forever, and is that all you talk about? I hope that you put that on my tombstone, by the way, you know, that he always reminded us that the Lord was coming, but I hope better that I get raptured. So anyway, this week's update, more of an encouragement to keep on with that, because people are interested in Bible prophecy, whether you realize it or not, and we're the ones that have the answers to their questions. The Christian Post published an article last week. It was titled, "A Survey Finds 1 in 3 Americans Link Syrian Conflict to Bible's End Times Prophecy." So this is on everybody's mind. It wasn't a survey among Christians. Some of the people may have been Christians. It was just a general survey. And so here's some excerpts. Recent survey has shown that nearly 1 in 3 Americans believe that Syria's ongoing civil war is part of the Bible's plan for the end times. 1 in 4 believe that a possible U.S. attack on Syria could lead to the Battle of Armageddon. And 1 in 5 believe that the world will end in their lifetime. Amid an increasing number of stories in the media on the linking of the Syrian crisis to biblical prophecy, Nashville-based Lifeway Research asked 3 questions about Syria and the end of the world as part of a telephone survey of 1,001 Americans between September 6 and 10. The survey found that 32% of those polled agree with the statement, "I believe the battles in Syria are all part of the prophecies of the book of Revelation." 49% disagree. The study also found that 26% agree with the statement, "I believe that U.S. military intervention in Syria might lead to the Battle of Armageddon that's spoken about in the book of Revelation." And 18% agreed to the statement, "I believe the world will end in my lifetime." Now, that's actually a lot of people who are at least open to a discussion about the end times. It's on their minds, and it can serve as an introduction to sharing the gospel with them. You don't want to get bogged down talking about the end times. You want to use it as a springboard to talk about Jesus Christ and their need for salvation. Now, when you engage someone about the end times, remember this advice from Joel Rosenberg, who talks a lot about Bible prophecy. He was speaking specifically about Syria, but what he said is always applicable. He said, "I think we have to be very careful not to overreach or sensationalize a terrible situation that's happening to real people right now and to draw a conclusion too quickly. That being said, the prophecies of Isaiah 17 and Jeremiah 49 are very important. They speak to the utter destruction and judgment of the city of Damascus at some point in the end time future." Isaiah 17 verse 1 says, "Behold, Damascus will cease to be a city and will become a heap of ruins." That's a prophecy that has never been fulfilled. Damascus has been conquered, it's been overrun, but it has never been completely ruined. And so it is a future end times prophecy. And so you can see where these things that are happening in Syria pique the interest of those who read Bible prophecy. We can't say for sure that this is the time that that prophecy is going to be fulfilled, but everybody has a sneaking suspicion that the things that are happening in the world today, and especially in the Middle East, have something to do with the God of the Bible and his people Israel, and that is our open door to minister to them. Future prophecy is one thing, fulfilled prophecy is another. And by that I mean God has an incredible track record for having already fulfilled most of the prophecies that are in the Bible. He's 100% accurate and he's batting 1,000. There are many, many prophecies. I think maybe 75% of the prophecies in the Bible have already been literally fulfilled 100%, and that is something that you can be confident of. And you know, people say, well, how do I know there's a God? How do I know the Bible is true? Fulfilled prophecy is one of the arguments that you can use to show people that, hey, this is true, because it's not like this crazy stuff Nostradamus did. It's not like any other prophecy in any other religion or by any other soothsayer or wizard or sorcerer, 100% accuracy in the Bible. Now, remember that one of the most exciting prophecies, the resurrection and rapture of the church, has no time frame, no signs to precede it. It's presented in the Bible as imminent. the rapture could happen at any moment while you're talking at the water cooler to people about prophecy. You could be there 1 minute, gone the next. Will your clothes be left behind? I don't know. I hope not, because then somebody'd have to do laundry. But anyway, there's a lot of it'll be fantastic, won't it? But terrifying if you're not a believer. If you're a believer, it's your blessed hope. If you're not a believer, better get on board. If you're not ready for the rapture, get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.